Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. If you're feeling overwhelmed by life, like you're running on empty, or just plain burnt out, well, guess what? You're not alone. In fact, these feelings are becoming more common than ever. That's why we're diving deep into something super important today. Crafting a self-care plan that works for you. Think of it like this. Your mental health is a muscle and needs to be exercised and cared for just like any other part of your body. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-care sounds a little too fluffy, right? But trust me, this isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. This is about building healthy habits and routines that help you manage stress, build resilience, and ultimately feel your best. So, let's get real for a second. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once, with no clear instructions or end in sight? You know that feeling when your to-do list grows longer than your arm, and your energy levels are dwindling faster than a Wi-Fi connection on a crowded train. That's where self-care comes in. It's not about adding more to your plate, it's about prioritizing what truly nourishes you mentally, emotionally, and physically. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you create a powerful self-care plan. First up, identify your stress triggers. Think of them like little red flies waving in the wind. What situations, thoughts, or even people tend to send your anxiety level skyrocketing? Maybe it's a packed commute, a looming deadline, or a certain type of social interaction. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to manage them effectively. Next, find activities that truly recharge you. This isn't about filling your calendar with more obligations, it's about carving out time for things that bring you joy and peace. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, practicing yoga, or simply spending quality time with loved ones. Don't underestimate the power of setting boundaries. You're not obligated to say yes to everything. It's okay to decline invitations, prioritize your needs, and create space for yourself. Remember, saying no sometimes is actually a form of self-care. It allows you to protect your energy and focus on what matters most. Now, let's talk about movement. I'm not just talking about hitting the gym, although that's great too. Think about any activity that gets your body moving: dancing, walking, cycling, swimming, even just stretching. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects and can help reduce stress and anxiety. Finally, don't forget about sleep. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, avoid screen time before bed, and make sure your bedroom is dark, cool, and quiet. A well-rested mind is a happy mind, ready to tackle anything. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a pile of deadlines that seem impossible to conquer. Your mind starts racing, your heart rate quickens, and you feel that familiar knot of anxiety forming in your stomach. But wait. Remember that self-care plan we just talked about? Take a deep breath, that's number one, right there. Remind yourself that this isn't the end of the world. You've got this. Step away from your desk for 5 minutes. Go for a quick walk, listen to your favorite song, or simply close your eyes and practice some mindful breathing. When you return, you'll feel calmer, clearer, and more focused. See? Self-care isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about equipping yourself with the tools and strategies to handle them effectively. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Identify your stress triggers, find activities that recharge you, set boundaries, embrace movement, and prioritize sleep. These are the pillars of a strong self-care plan designed to help you navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of calm. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It's an act of love for yourself, the most important relationship you'll ever have. Now, go out there and make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always here to support you on your journey toward calmness, control, and courage. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.